Okay, so we're doing, what's the mitzvah in Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish? So, the basic issue is that you have something called chadash, which is new produce. It grows, right when it grows, the beginning of the season, beginning of the growing season, which is going to be, I guess, a little bit before Pesach. So the tefuah, you're not allowed to eat the tefuah. You have to hold off on eating it until the Karban Omer. Or until basically the second day of Pesach.
What's
the tool? Produce, grains. Grains. We eat the five of the chavishes minim.
Okay.
The five grains.
Okay.
We eat barley, whatever. So yeah. You can't eat new grains which grow in the new year until the second day of Pesach.
Okay.
So even though if they grow earlier in the season, you know. So it's usher, and then will they become mutter once that day comes along? With the day or the bringing of the karban? In time of the Mikdash, it's the bringing of the karban. But when there's no Mikdash, there's Karban Omer,
okay.
Which they bring on the beginning of the count of the Omer. Yeah? So that's in time of the Mikdash, that they become mutter once they bring it, which is on the 16th of Nisan during the day. But when there is no karban, so then they become usher after that day. That beginning of that day, the end of that day, whatever, the day. Okay? So the question is, what's the sense for this whole thing? Right? What's the sense? So Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish say that really there are two separate things going on here. One thing is, like, how does it, the question is, how does it split between nowadays and time of Mikdash? I mean, what's the Isser? Is the Isser until the Karbans, then it should always be the Karban, and if there's no Karban, then I don't know, it should be Isser forever, or it shouldn't be Isser altogether. And if this is till the day, so then that's why it should be in time to make those also. What's this? That's basically the problem of the sugya, is to explain the divergent halachos depending on the timing, you know, whether it's mikdash or not. So,
and we say the isser is still, it's not like they're abundant on the isser now, it's like the same.
The same isser, yeah. Oh, yes, same isser.
Right. It's not like a zeich or anything.
Right. Correct. So, Rav and Rav Yochanan's, or Yochanan Shalkish's solution is. It's two parts. That really, they say the Isser really elapses first thing in the morning. Okay, because they say the Isser, and we explain. The Isser is that you're not allowed to eat new tefuah, the new year's crop. This year is the new produce. That's what you're not allowed to eat. New produce. What does new mean? New means it's like its first year. What does its first year mean? It hasn't yet undergone the beginning of a new season. In other words, the new season begins on Tazayin of Nisan, and once it's already been around before then, and now it's undergone the new season, now it becomes old. It becomes old. So it's like the idea, similar to like the idea of a rookie in like a sport or whatever. So a rookie is, means it's the first season, but if he's there at the end of last season, so then the next year is not a rookie, it's already a second year. So it goes by a season. So the season begins in Tazayin Nisan. So once it becomes the new season, then anything which already existed is now second year produce. So it's called Yashan. It's old. You're allowed to eat old. You're not allowed to eat Chadash. So Chadash is anything which takes root, which hasn't yet undergone the beginning of a season. Okay, so if the stuff takes root, for instance, after the time period, after the new season, or if it grows, takes root before the season, then until the Tazayin comes about, the thing is still aser.
So
that goes by the date. That goes by the date, and the Isser exists until that day, and that goes by the beginning of the day. The season is initiated at the beginning of the day, the daybreak on that date, on the 16th, nothing to do with the Karban. That has nothing to do with the Karban Omer. Nothing to do with the Karban. That's just the Isser. So that's what Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish is saying. The law really elapses first thing in the morning. But the halacha of waiting until the Omer, the Karban Omer, that's a mitzvah. That's just a mitzvah. And if you don't wait until the Karban Omer, you just eat it first thing in the morning, then you're in violation of the mitzvah. But the Issa really elapses always. Even though there's Mikdash, the Issa elapses at the Anitz. Okay, and there's a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvah to wait until you bring the Karban Omer.
Just a bit less, eh?
Something like that. That's what we have to figure out. What is the mitzvah? That's what we're going to take up today. What is the mitzvah? Where is this separate mitzvah coming from? What's the sense of this mitzvah? Right? So, in explaining that, Tosos seems to have two different ways of going and how to understand the mitzvah. One way to go is that the mitzvah is a mitzvah in a mevchar. Okay, it's a mitzvah in a mevchar. Whatever that means. I guess the simplest pshat is the mitzvah of the omer, of the karban omer, makes it a mitzvah in a mevchar. Okay, it means it's a nice mitzvah, it's a super duper, enhances the mitzvah. And if that's the case, so it's really not, it's almost like not mandatory, it's not really an iser, it's really just a mitzvah, and it's an enhancement, And the Gemara says that that you would never make a gezerah to protect that. Okay, like there's an issue of a gezerah. Is that you're worried, is that if you tell me that are we worried that when they rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to have to worry that people are going to not wait until the Karban Omer. So Gemara says if it's just a mitzvah, then it doesn't make any sense to have to worry about that, to make a gzeira to protect that when the Beis HaMikdash is built. So if you learn that it's a mitzvah and a mivcha, that makes sense. You don't make a gzeira to make sure that they can end up doing mitzvah and a mivcha. Mitzvah and a mivcha, you don't have to protect. Right? So that's the way Tosus on Hay learns. But Tosus over here by us learns that mitzvah really means an iser. It's just not a lav. It's like an iser of an asay or something. It's like it's a real iser deraisa. It's in violation. It's just that it's not formulated as a lav, but it's formulated rather in a positive. Sometimes you have that. It's like an iser, but it's really positive. Like you have it by a Shabbos. Okay, I mean, there's also a lot, but yeah, Shabbos.
Would you say
resting?
Would you say Yom Kippur?
Yeah, Venus and Hashem is an example. The example is it says by a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula. So that's an Asay. But it generates an Issa for him to marry a Be'ula. Right? So these are things that they're formulated as an Asay, but they're really an Issa. They generate an Issa. Right? So that's what he says. It's not really, according to that, it's not really a mitzvah, like a mitzvah and a mevchar, just a super added thing. It's really an iser in the frame, in the formulation, which is labeled and identified as an asay. But Tosus says, according to that, it's hard to understand why you wouldn't be gozer to protect that. And he goes there to protect the lav, so if he goes there to protect an asay, what's the difference? It's an iser, the oraisa, in violation, the oraisa, if you eat the thing before the omer. So he kind of leaves that hanging, right? He leaves that hanging. The point, though, is that Tosfos has two different ways of learning what it means, mitzvah. One way he's saying mitzvah and ovchar, and the other way he's saying it means it's really like an isa deraisa, but through the form of an asay, not the form of a los asay. Right? Tosfos here seems to be going with that. He just leaves it as a kasha. Right? So, I guess we should try to explain each of these separately. I mean, two different approaches to understanding the thing. And I think maybe let's start with the Mitzvah Mevchar one. Seems like it's maybe a little easier. It's like more separate type of thing. What's the Mitzvah Mevchar? What's the sense of Mitzvah Mevchar? To say that really the Tzvah becomes Mutter the first thing in the morning. What's the Mitzvah Mevchar to wait to eat it? Until they bring the karma over. What's that mean? What's Mitzvah Mevchar? What? Arav Yachad. That's a pasuk, right? Lachem Mekalei Chanel Sochel. That's the name of that. Arav Yachad. That's Karman Okechad. Until you bring the karma. So Ram says like this. It's really based on a pasuk. The pasuk calls the tefua, the karma. Yisiv ol haaretz. V'ktzartem es katzira. You cut the produce. Avesam as Omer, Rishis Kitzirchem, Ela Kohen. So you bring the Omer, which is the first of your cutting, to the Kohen. Okay? So the Ram says, Asur Liktsar, this is Matunas of Zayin Gimel. Asur Liktsar Baretz Yisrael, Min Mechameshis Mine Tvua, Kodin Liktsar Omer. You're not allowed to cut any produce, any of these five minim, before you cut the Omer. Shenema, Rishis Kitzirchem, the first. It's the first of the cuttings. Right? So it's the first. Reishis Ketircha. Right? So there's a whole, you know, season or whatever, whole lots of cuts here that you do, but this is the first. Right? That's part of the Mitzvah Zomer. And that generates an Isser to cut anything else first. It seems like it's like part of the identity of the Omer is that you're taking your first produce and you're being makabit lashan, right? The first is like some chashivas to your first thing, right? Like your first dollar, your first whatever, it's the first produce. So you're taking the first produce and bringing it lashan, the Rashi says, no, the first, what makes it the first produce is that it was cut first, right? So it seems like this is similar, right? That this is also similar to that because it's that your first, that is, that by not eating anything else first, you know, this also becomes the first, not the first of cutting, but the first of eating. Right? That you have all the produce of the new year and you don't eat anything else before this. Right? So it could be that there's been a move car that the din racious din of first, that you're making it the first, which is the same chashivas of the thing, you're bringing the first, you wait to eat anything until you eat this. So I guess even if you don't cut it, let's say a thing fell on the floor, you don't eat it, you know, you didn't cut it, or you cut it to Esar. So technically you wouldn't be violating racious ketzirchan. Or maybe you would be, but whatever. Not allowed to do it, but you did it. So, but the saying is that what you bring, it's like the first of your eating of the new produce. It's like that's like the first, not even of your eating. It's like the first of your usage of the new produce is in the carbon. Because you don't use the new. This is the first used produce, and that's a key. And that's a mitzvah and a mofchar in the reishis ketzirchan. Whereas the identity of the omer is that it's the reishis ketzirchan. So this is like. I guess the mitzvah mofchar is that the reishis ketzirchan is not just that it's cut first, but that it's utilized first. You know, so it's like the fullest expression of the idea that this is you're starting the season with the first thing you do with the tefillah is that you bring it l'Hashem. So it's an enhancement of the expression of your karban l'Hashem. The karban is you're offering this l'Hashem, so you're offering the very first thing. That's a greater karban. Right, it's a greater expression, a greater carbon l'Hashem that you're bringing of the first stuff. But again, the first is open in the pasuk in the mitzvah that is reishis ketzirchan, the first of the kaddish. But it seems like the mitzvah of Ramavchar, he's learning is that's what it says. That's lekavod osochla. That's my aravyachem. Is that there's another mitzvah Ramavchar that not only is it that it's reishis ketzirchan, but you also you wait to use it until that point. And then that brings it in first, insofar as the, utilization of it also. It reminds me of something which is similar to something the Sefer Chinuch says about Arla. That Arla is also for 3 years, and then the fourth year, you bring the fruits up to the Beis HaMikdash and eat them in Yerushalayim. In time in the Mikdash and in Eretz Yisrael. So he says that's the idea, is that you take the first of your fruits and you offer it l'Hashem. The first things that you eat are l'Hashem. You bring it up to the base of Yerushalayim. As Netar Ravai it's called. So that's the first thing. So he says, so why do you have to wait 3 years? So he says the stuff isn't really that developed until for 3 years. Usually a lot of fruits don't develop fully. So the first few years they're like little and they're whatever. So the Torah waits till 4 years until they're going to really be good to bring sufficient carbon l'Hashem. Now, since that's the case, in the first 3 years you can't eat it because sometimes you have to. Oh, that has to be the first thing you do is you eat it in the making of your Yerushalayim. And prior to that point, it's not fit to bring to your Yerushalayim because it's not so good. So now you can't now preempt it and eat it for those 3 years because you're not doing the first. Your first stuff of the tree has to be l'Hashem. You know, so it sounds like similar to this. It's like. The first produce, the real beginning of the season, is Tesai and Nisan. And it could be that's when it really fully develops. Now, if you want to take early, it's not really sufficient yet to bring as a Karban L'Hashem. So Karban L'Hashem could be the date is set up based upon the time where it's really the beginning, the real official beginning of the season is where it's really good to start cutting. So now if you want to eat before then, So you're going to be taken away from the din of this being the first. So what I'm trying to say with this is that remember, there's two things according to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. One thing is the Isser Chadash. Nothing to do with the Karban Omer. It's Isser Chadash. And the Isser Chadash basically means you're not allowed to eat new stuff. And new means it hasn't yet undergone the change of season. So change of season begins, the beginning of the cutting season is Tes Zayin. And then there's another thing is that the Omer, which is on Tes Zayin Nisan, is the Rishis, the first of you're using. Which is goes by the actual Akrovas Omer. It doesn't go by that day. But I say it's not a coincidence that both of them are on the same day, the midst of Akrovas Omer and the changeover day for Chadash. Because they're both at the beginning of the season. The beginning of the season is when you should bring the carbon, because about now is the season now, the fruit is really ready to go. And also, the beginning of the season is when it changes over to Matis L'Chadash. You know? What I'm saying is the Kiyam in the Rishis. And presumably it's true, and the Rishis itself, Rishis Ketzirchem, it's like a Mitzvah Mokhar or something like that, because if you don't do it, if you already cut produce, then what do you say? You can't bring the carbon over anymore? It seemed to be, it's not true, but it seemed to be just that it's a Kiyam, that what you're offering up is the Rishis. But the din is really just bringing Karban Omer. I have to make it the Rishis. But it could be the Rishis is a Chiyuv, and this is a Mitzvah Mokhar. You know, it's a good question, Mitzvah Mokhar, like it's a Chiyuv. An Isser? I guess so. I mean, I don't know if you can just optionally say I'm not going to do this on Mokhar. Could be you have to do it, but his role is Mitzvah and Mokhar. It's an enhancement of the Akrava, of the carbon that you bring, that is then very of a racist of the, you know. But it could be saying, like Gemara is saying, is you're not going to make a gezeira to protect that. That's just a key enhancement of the carbon. Yeah. This is if you learn this Mitzvah and Mokhar. It's kind of easier, just a super added thing. Okay, so then the thing is, but this is if you learn it just the mitzvah of Mavcha. Right? But the other way to learn is that it's really an Isser. It's an Isser Asai or something like that. It's really the mitzvah of waiting. It's not just a kiyum mitzvah of Mavcha. It really, that's the mitzvah of Mavcha. It's like an enhancement of the karma. But this is not an enhancement. It's saying it's really an Isser. Torah's generating an Isser. The Isser is, or it's a mitzvah to wait. Which means you're not allowed to not wait. So what is that? How do you understand that? Okay, I'm thinking similar to what Levi's saying. It's kind of similar to what we've been talking about before. But that he holds is that the mitzvah is, which is din of Omer, is a carbon Omer. And Omer is the carbon which expresses God as the source of your food, source of the tefillah, right? That's the idea of the carbon Omer. So the halacha is that you're chayiv to wait to eat until you express that idea. That idea is a mitzvah that your eating is built upon that recognition. So it's an asay that you eat, your eating of produce is built upon the recognition of God as the source of your produce. Similar to like bracha. Similar to like bracha rishona. You know, you eat built upon bracha rishona. So your eating is premised upon the recognition of God as the source of the food. So you're eating, since there's a mitzvah of an institution of recognizing God as the source of the tefillah, karban, so that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that you should eat, your eating should be based upon the Karbanos Omer. Now, what does that mean practically? Practically, it means you're not allowed to eat beforehand. But it's not a din of an Isser. It's not like the Torah is saying it's a prohibition to eat without it. It's really a din that your eating should be built upon. You should wait. Wait, like Rashi says, it's a mitzvah lahamtim. It's a mitzvah to wait, to eat, until you bring it. Right? So he said, mitzvah lahamtim ach Yaakov Omer, av v'lav lo'avar. Not like there's an Isser. Torah didn't say this food is Asser. And what's Matir, it is the thing. No, that's a different Isser. There's an Isser, which has nothing to do with that, which is Tuach Hadasha. There's a separate Isser, Machal Sasura, it's a new produce, is Asser. That's one Isser. But there's another halacha, totally separate, which is that your eating should be founded, should be built upon the din of the Omer. And the Omer should be a Matir of your eating. You don't eat without that recognition. And that's an asai. It's a positive din of making your eating built on the omer. But it generates an isser deraisa. It's like an isser. That has to be the platform of your eating, and any eating which takes place prior to that is in violation of that. So it's an isser asai. But it's real isser. It just is not formulated as a lav. Don't eat this thing unless you do so and so. That's the way Rav and Shmuel understood it. That's an isser, and this is your matir. Right? The Torah said an isser, which is the matir of the recognition of God. Right? But they're learning it's not an isser. It's a similar type of a thing, but it's structured as a mitzvah. The mitzvah that you're eating should be built upon that. And that's the mitzvah, to wait, delay your eating until you recognize that idea, until you bring a jarvan. And that generates an esser. But it's also in the Torah. You can't call the mitzvah a mutter. That's what the mitzvah says. According to that, you can't call it mutter. Really, it's all about what it is. You're not allowed to eat it. It's also. And why wouldn't the mitzvah also say, why wouldn't you make a gzera against that? You're in violation of that mitzvah. The mitzvah of waiting. So in theory, you should be gozer against the mitzvah says. Or he leaves it as a kash, as a teva. Why the Gemara says you shouldn't be gozer. But it's very different than the other Tosfos, because the other Tosfos is that Kimezvah Mavchar means that you're offering up something to God. So you should offer up the choicest thing.
Right.
Choicest thing is the first. So it's a Kim in the Karban. It means it's a better Karban. This is not it's a better Karban. This is an assay in the Achila of Yisrael that your Achila's Tvua is based upon a recognition of God. So it's not that you're making this your first. It's not a din of rendering it first. Rendering the carbon first, that's just an enhancement of the carbon. There's nothing to do with the enhancement of the carbon. This is basically a Torah creating an Esser through an Asay, but basically saying is eating of a Jew has to be built upon the recognition of God, which means you're chayiv to wait to eat until you have the carbon. And if you don't, you're in violation of the prohibition. It's not that your carbon is any lesser. It's nothing to do with the carbon. It's a totally different idea. This is much closer to Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel were learning that it's an Esser with a Madir. This is similar, just that according to this way, they're just saying it's not an isser, it's just an mitzvah, that's what I say. But Rav and Shmuel learned the whole isser is this. See, Rabbi Yochanan and Mishlach learned the isser is really chadash, yashan, din of machalos, asuros, of just eating new produce. And this is a separate institution of an asay, of the yichayiv to wait, which generates another isser. So this is really, becomes a mutter. When you bring the carbon. But if you eat before you bring this, but after the sunrise, then you're not in violation. Then you're in violation of this, but you're not in violation of the Tevuah Chadasha. If you eat before Pesach, on Erev Pesach, for instance, then you're violating the Lav because you're in Tevuah Chadasha, and you're also violating this, I say. Right? Also violating this, I say. Right? It's two separate things. But it's a real violation. So that's what Tosfos is saying. It's a real halachic in the freestanding yeser, just as an asay. So why wouldn't you be goes against that? Right? I didn't explain, which I want to explain. Maybe we'll take up tomorrow and then we'll go further. But in Tosfos he has this thing. Well, maybe I'll explain it now, we'll see. But he says, first of all, I don't understand. He says, he basically says, why is this? Why can't you be goes there against this asay? He says, is it any worse from Beitza? Where there's really, and Tosfos said it over there, that it's even a Siddur Rabbanon. But she said, in Beitza, the Gemara says, that it goes there, because maybe next year they build a Beis HaMikdash, and then you're going to be in violation. And there, the violation was only going to be in a Siddur Rabbanon. And you see that the Rabbanon where it goes there against us, where it goes there based upon that. So why just because it's a say, shouldn't you be goes there? You see there even it goes for the Rabbanon? Same kind of thing. Maybe they'll build this and make this next year, and they're going to have a problem. So it seems like he would be willing somehow to say that the asay is less than the lav. But since you see that they have this exact same kind of gezeira, even for a derabanan, like a chana deraba, which is a derabanan type of thing, so certainly you should be gozer on this. Right? But that's the way Tosfos in Hay says about it. He says, Amai lo nixer, why wouldn't he go there? Misha Masai, Afilu be Isser Hachana, Derabanan, even the Isser Hachana, which is Derabanan, Ashkan Perakan Dweitz, the Gazirin, Shamay Ban Reis Mikdash, or goes there, maybe next year you can build Reis Mikdash, and then they're going to have problems. So if they do it for an Isser Derabanan, so So certainly she did for this asay, which is their isa. So therefore he doesn't like it. They're saying that it's really an isa. Rather, it's just an isa and a mafar. Right? It's not even an asay. But I just want to know what's his havmina. Like, what's his point there? He kind of seemed to be willing to entertain that there goes there only on the lav and not the asay. But then he says, you see that where even goes there over there, similar kind of a gezeira, obviously, maybe next year the basement is going to be built and people get confused. So therefore it should be the same thing here. By the asay. He's just wondondering whether it's lav, you have gezeiras on asays or gezeiras on darabonans. But it seems like the one thing which is a clue, as he's saying, is you see that you have this by Vahiri Bada Mesa Mikdash also, the next year they're going to build the Mesa Mikdash, and then they're going to violate the Rabbanan. It sounds like it's like a certain kind of Gezerah he's dealing with here. This Gezerah, maybe they're going to build the Mesa Mikdash. You know, and he seems to have some, so we have to explain it, but you may think that we're only do this kind of Gezerah by Alav, but you see it's not true, because you see we're only even make this Gezerah by the Rabbanan, similar kind of thing. So therefore, this is no different than any other gezeira, and why shouldn't you be able to make it? I don't know. Say, you know, it sounds like something like that is going on.
So your question was still why would it be just for love?
Yeah, right. Why this kind? It seems like he is having some doubts about this type of gezeira, which is based upon what's going to happen when we build the base of Mikdash for that year, that people are going to get confused. You know. So I mean, I just know what I'm talking to say one thing about it. About that. But then the main thing I want to do is, you can think of that, the main thing I want to do is to go further than Gemara. And then Gemara, there's another sheet, because Gemara ends up rejecting Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish because of this question. Because Gemara holds that if it were really true that it's just a mitzvah, then why should there be a gezera? And I may have to go further. There's the next sheet in the Gemara. There's the next sheet that's it's like basically it's Rabbi Yehuda, which might be Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakai. So we go further than Gemara. It's like one more sheet. What I'd like to do is once we do this, once we get these shittas down, I want to do is there's a grizz on this. There's two grizzes, really. There's a grizz on this and there's a grizz on Sefiras Omer. The grizz called Meru Chaim. And it kind of gets and touches on very interesting Svara ideas. You know? They're, I don't know, it's just interesting. So, two of the things which are both, I think, in my opinion, are hard to understand. Two grizz, a grizz and Meru Chaim.
You think the grizz
would
do the grizz tomorrow?
No, not for tomorrow. Probably after that. First, let's try to do this on our own. Okay, so for tomorrow, we'll just do the Gemara further. We'll do the Gemara until, basically, Rav Papa Ravuna, the second wide line. Okay?
Are we going to...